There's controversy in Victoria about the state government's decision to bring in stop-and-search laws. The Premier, John Brumby, today announced a series of measures which he said were aimed at curbing knife crime. Two of the three measures are apparently identical to opposition policies announced last week. Under the proposed new laws, police would be able to stop and search anyone for knives in designated public areas, including train stations and at major events. Civil liberties advocates have accused the government of creating a police state and breaching its own Charter of Human Rights. Alison Caldwell reports.
The Premier, John Brumby, admits knife crime is declining in Victoria, but even so, he says serious measures need to be taken to address community concerns.
We've listened to Victoria Police, we've listened to the community. These measures today unquestionably give Victoria the toughest suite of anti-knife laws anywhere in Australia. Police will be able to immediately designate a public area, such as a train station or a public place, for a random weapons search.
Late last year, police were given controversial powers to conduct planned random searches in public areas, but first they had to give the public 7 days' notice of any such search. If the new laws go ahead, no notice will be required.
If police have a knowledge that somebody has been carrying a knife in that area previously, they can now, with the approval at assistant commissioner level, send in immediately police to undertake unplanned searches.
The Premier says there will be on-the-spot fines of between $1 and $2,000 for people carrying knives without a valid reason. It will also be illegal for minors to buy knives. Victoria Police Deputy Commissioner of Crime Ken Jones welcomed the new powers.
We are seeing a decrease in overall use of knives in particular, but an increasing intensity in terms of injuries caused by the fewer number of offences and younger in people involved.
Commissioner Jones comes from the UK, where controversial random stop and search laws proved largely unsuccessful. He says he's alive to the risks involved.
This power will be used very, very sparingly. It has to be signed off by an assistant commissioner. There has to be transparency because we're aware that this is a very, very intrusive power.
Civil liberties groups have condemned the proposed new laws. Liberty Victoria President Barrister Michael Pearce.
If or when these amendments pass, at any time in Victoria, the police can simply choose a certain area and go and bail up law-abiding members of the public who are not suspected of having committed any offences and search them. It's very difficult to avoid the conclusion that we're turning into a police state.
How does this sit with Victoria's Charter of Human Rights?
It doesn't sit with the Charter of Rights at all, and the government has admitted that. The amendments that it made late last year, the government itself admitted were not in compliance with its own human rights charter, and these further amendments will put the government even further in contravention of its own human rights charter.
Why do you think the government's doing this?
Well, I think, unfortunately, we are in an era when the most important thing for government, it seems, is to seem to be doing things rather than actually doing things.
Apart from the increased fines, it seems for the most part the government has adopted opposition policy. Last week, the Coalition called for the abolition of the 7-day notification period and for a ban on the sale of knives to minors. Spokesman for Crime Prevention, Andrew McIntosh.
It must be a huge embarrassment to the Premier because, of course, he announced all of this stuff about 10 years ago. When he was the opposition leader.
Andrew McIntosh says in principle the opposition supports the new laws, and if anything, he says the coalition would go further.
I mean, the community is not only concerned about knife crimes, they're concerned about violent crimes generally. It is escalating out of control, and they require their government to take tough action. What we don't want from a government is mere gimmicks. Yes, we're pleased that he's copied the opposition's policy, but more needs to be done. We always have concern about draconian powers, but sometimes they are just necessary.
The opposition's Andrew McIntosh ending Alison Caldwell's report.